friends! Before we start the show, I wanted to quickly mention a way that you can get downloadable Eat Your Spanish worksheets and downloads of our Spanish learning songs while at the same time supporting our program. The answer is by joining our Patreon familia at www.patreon.com/eatyourspanish. For as little as $2 per month, you can receive bonus learning content specific to each episode. Plus, 100% of the money earned goes towards keeping our program on the air. I know we've said it before, but it's true. As independent artists, the success of our show remains in the hands of our supporters. So if you're having fun learning with us and want to support our work and receive additional learning material, please visit www.patreon.com/eatyourspanish or click on the link in every episode description. Thanks, amigos!
Y yo me llamo Mrs. Elephant. Bienvenidos. Welcome back to the Eat Your Spanish Marathon, where we get to go back in time to listen to all of the Eat Your Spanish lesson episodes together.
Before we get started, we'd love to give a little shout out to a couple members of our Eat Your Spanish Patreon familia.
We want to give a big shout out to our amigos Savion, his hermanita Valen, their papa Ren, and their mama, Gina. Hola, amigos. We heard that you all get to travel all over the place, and you've even lived in other countries, including Germany. Wow, that sounds like such a great adventure. I know Vanessa has a really close amiga named Amy, who used to live in Germany, or Alemania in Spanish, and her little sister Molly still lives there now. It's so magical to be able to live in another country. I wonder what your favorite thing about living all over is, amigos. Maybe you could draw some pictures of your journey and send them to us. We sure would love to see and hear all about it. Anywho, thank y'all for joining our Eat Your Spanish familia and for being such great listeners. Mr. Mouse and I have traveled a lot too, and we find that at the end of the day, it's the people in our familia who make a place feel like a real hogar or a real home. We're so grateful to y'all for being a part of our little Eat Your Spanish familia. It sure is a cozy familia to be in.
Aw, yeah, I agree, Mrs. Elephant. That's a great way to put it. Well, everyone, it's time to start the marathon. Today, we'll be revisiting episode 17, or 17, of Eat Your Spanish, which is the episode where we talk about deportes, or sports. We even got different pelotas out, and Mrs. Elephant taught me a lot about how to play a few different deportes. It's still pretty challenging for me, since I'm much smaller than most of the balls or pelotas needed for most deportes.
Maybe we should make you a little mouse-sized soccer ball or pelota de fútbol. That way you could have a turn kicking.
I'm one step ahead of you, babe. Check this out. Here it is. Ball!
Mr. Mouse, is that a raisin? Well, I guess that works in a pinch. Just doesn't really roll all that well. Nice kick anyway, Mr. Mouse. Anywho, time to get on with the show. Are y'all ready to travel back into the past all the way to lesson 17? Or lesson 17?
Here we go!
Hello, friends.
Hola, amigos.
How are you?
¿Cómo están?
I'm so happy.
Estoy feliz.
To be with you.
A estar contigo.
Are you hungry? To sing and play,
a cantar y jugar,
'cause on our menu,
porque en el menu
is Spanish today. Everybody sing.
Eat your Spanish, eat your Spanish, eat your Spanish with us today.
Did you say spinach?
No, I said Spanish.
Okay.
With Evan
and Vanessa.
Hola, amigos.
Hello, friends. Me llamo Evan. My name's Evan.
Y yo me llamo Vanessa. And my name's Vanessa. Welcome back to Eat Your Spanish. Today will be a super active and fun day. I can't wait to share our new words with all of you, amigos.
That sounds really exciting, Vanessa. So, what do we have on the Eat Your Spanish menu today?
Good question, Evan. We have a listener that guessed one of this week's words. Evan, who could it be?
Hold on, let me check the printout. It looks like it's our amiga Millie. Let's see what her question is.
Hey, what's up? My name is Millie. I just want to know how to say soccer player in Spanish. Bye.
Wow, Millie. Muy bien, amiga. You guessed a word that is super close to one of the words in our lesson today. Great work! Today we'll learn the names for several deportes, or sports, and one of them will be soccer. But since your question is a little different, we'll answer that first. So to say soccer player in Spanish, we would say futbolista. So repeat after me, amigos. Futbolista.
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 Futbolista. Muy bien, amigos. I wonder if the word for soccer player sounds similar to the word for soccer in Spanish. This is an especially exciting deporte, or sport for me, since soccer is my favorite sport. It's so much fun to play.
Oh yeah, that's so true. Even now as grown-ups, one of my favorite things to do with you, Ev, is to kick a soccer ball back and forth, especially when we visit the beach. I also love watching futbolistas and futbolistos play soccer during big games. It's really amazing what people can do when they practice their favorite deporte for a long time. I wonder if any of our amigos listening like to play sports. What sports do you all like to play, amigos? I wonder if we'll learn the Spanish names for some of them today.
There's only one way to find out. Are you all ready to have some fun, amigos? All right, let's go.
Lesson time!
So, Vanessa, besides soccer, what are the other words we'll be learning today?
Great question, Ev. Along with the Spanish word for soccer, we'll also learn the names for tennis, basketball, and baseball. Let's start off with soccer, which in Spanish is fútbol. So repeat after me, amigos. Fútbol.
Football.
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 Muy bien, amigos! Now for the word for tennis. This one is definitely a cognate, or a word that sounds almost the same in two languages. For tennis, we say tenis. So repeat after me, amigos. Tenis.
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 Great work, amigos! Dos down, dos to go! Now it's time for basketball. In Spanish, we say baloncesto. So repeat after me, amigos. Baloncesto.
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 All right, amigos, muy bien! Just one word left. And guess what? It's another cognate! The last word of our lesson today is baseball, which in Spanish is béisbol. So repeat after me one more time, amigos. Béisbol.
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 Excelente, amigos.
Yeah, great job, friends.
I think we all know what comes next.
We hope you've got your singing voices ready. Alright, amigos, it's time to learn our Spanish learning song for the week.
This song is really so much fun, and I know you all are going to do a great job singing with us. The first part of the song we're going to learn is the chorus, which is the part of the song that repeats multiple times, and it sounds like this. Baloncesto, fútbol, baseball, tenis. Want to try it with me? Okay, here we go. One, two, ready, go. Baloncesto, football, baseball, tennis.
Nice job, amigos. Now let's try to sing this dos times, or two times in a row. Are you all ready? Here we go. One, two, ready, go.
Baloncesto, football, baseball, tennis. Baloncesto, football, baseball, tennis.
Muy bien, amigos. There's just one more part of the song to learn, which is the first section. In that part of the song, I sing a part that goes like this.
Yo juego fútbol, or yo juego baloncesto.
The phrase yo juego means I play. So if you hear me say yo juego fútbol, it means I play soccer. So when I say yo juego fútbol, you all can repeat the word fútbol to me, and then we'll all say it one more time together. Let's see if your ears pick up on it in the song. If they do, then you can join us in singing those parts.
And maybe if you listen to the song more than once, you'll be able to sing the whole thing with us, including those yo juego parts.
That would be so awesome, amigos. We love it when you all sing the whole song with us.
Oh, I'm so excited, Vanessa. The song's gonna be so much fun. ¿Listos, amigos? Are you ready, friends? Vámonos. Here we go.
Together is so much fun.
Yeah, it really is. And you all have such beautiful voices. Muchas gracias for singing along with us.
Well, now it's time for us to take a little break while our good amigos, Mr. Mouse and Mrs. Elephant, take over the show for a while.
Hasta pronto. See you soon. Well, I've got a couple friends and don't you know? If I told you who they were, well, you might say,
aw, he's as tiny as a flower.
She's as giant as a house.
Yes, it's Mrs. Elephant and Mr. Mouse.
Where is that thing? Nope, not there either. Maybe it's way up there in that storage bin on the shelf. Let me just see if I can wiggle it loose with my trunk. Oh my stars, woo! Well, that's one way to open it. Nope, still no pelota de baloncesto.
Mrs. Elephant! Are you okay? I came as fast as I could.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Mouse. I didn't mean to worry ya. I just accidentally knocked over a big box of stuff.
Ooh. Oh, thank goodness. I'm so glad you're okay. But what are you doing out here in the garage? Is there something I can help you with?
Oh, that's awful sweet of you, Mr. Mouse. I could definitely use a helping paw. Do you think you could help me find my pelota de baloncesto or basketball?
Oh, sure. Hey, is this it?
Nice toss, Mr. Mouse. But are you pulling my leg? This is a tennis ball or pelota de tenis. I'm looking for a pelota de baloncesto or basketball.
Oh, I see. hold on one sec. I'll take a deep dive into this big old container and see if it's inside. Watch out, Mrs. Elephant. Here I go! Try and kick it up. Uno, dos, tres. Hi-ya!
Mr. Mouse, you silly goose. This is a pelota de football or a soccer ball in English. I'm beginning to think you don't know what a pelota de baloncesto or basketball even looks like.
Well, to be honest, I kind of don't. I grew up in a mouse community, so we didn't really play basketball. We played all sorts of special mouse deportes, though, like cabinet climbing competitions and sewer swim teams. I was actually second place in my division at the Cheddar Toss, but I never played baloncesto. I just didn't tell you because I'm a little embarrassed. I know how much you love playing sports.
Oh, Mr. Mouse! I had no idea! There is nothing to be embarrassed about, honey. I love you for all the things that make you exactly the way you are. Anywho, if you ever want to learn, I'll be here to help.
Aw, thanks, Mrs. Elephant. That's so kind of you. And you know, the same goes for you. If you ever want to learn any of our mouse sports, my mama was the coach of our sewer swim team. And I know she'd be more than happy to teach ya. Okay, but the most important thing about sewer swimming is to always make sure you wear glow-in-the-dark goggles.
Oh, Mr. Mouse. Oh, my. Ooh, that is so gross. Oh, you really keep me on my toes, buddy. Now, come on, let's keep on looking. I know that basketball is around here somewhere.
Look! A perfectly round, old pumpkin! Can I eat it? I love it when they're mushy and moldy inside.
Oh, would you look at that! My pelota de baloncesto! You found it, Mr. Mouse! Wait! No! No, no, no! Mr. Mouse! Don't bite that! That's my basketball!
Oh, weird. This pumpkin tastes kind of like an old boot. Wait, what'd you say, Mrs. Elephant?
Oh, Mr. Mouse. You silly thing. That was my pelota de baloncesto, my basketball, not a pumpkin. Well, looks like we'll be needing some duct tape. Would you like to go to the hardware store with me?
Oh, no. I'm so sorry, Mrs. Elephant. When I'm hungry, Everything starts to look a little like food to me. Sure, let's go get some duct tape. And then when we get back, we can share this perfectly round, beautiful scoop of room temperature vanilla ice cream. I was kind of secretly saving this for dessert.
Oh dear, Mr. Mouse. That's not ice cream. That's a pelota de baseball. Or a baseball.
Wait, what'd you say, Mrs. E? Sorry, I kind of just ate all the ice cream in one bite. Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness, Mr. Mouse. Look at that little belly of yours. You're as round as a watermelon. I guess we've developed a new type of pelota today. A pelota de ratón. A little mouse ball. Looks like I'm going to have to roll you to the hardware store. Are you ready there, little guy?
Oh boy, okay, yeah, I'm ready.
Uno, dos, tres, off you go!
Oh my goodness, mouse deportes or mouse sports sound like a lot of fun, except maybe the sewer swimming. That sounds a little too stinky for me.
Yeah. Mr. Mouse teaches us all kinds of new things about his world. But I wonder how he can fit an entire pelota de baseball in that little tummy of his.
Yeah, I have no idea. I think he'll always be a mystery to me. The mysterious Mr. Mouse.
El misterioso señor ratón.
Aw, man, that sound means it's time to say goodbye.
We've had so much fun with you all today. First, we learned the words for lots of different deportes or sports, including basketball or baloncesto, soccer or football, tennis or tenis, and baseball or baseball.
We also had so much fun singing our sports song with you. You all are such fantastic singers, and it's really so much fun to sing along together.
And of course, we can't forget about Mrs. Elephant and Mr. Mouse. They sure know how to make us laugh. And it's really nice to see them working together as a team. That's what deportes are really all about.
Well, I guess all that's left now is to sing the goodbye song. We hope you all will sing along with us. Adios, amigos. Goodbye, friends.
Hasta luego. See you later. Thanks for listening to the Eat Your Spanish podcast. You can support our podcast by visiting patreon.com/eatyourspanish or by subscribing to it and leaving a review on iTunes. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, or on the web at eatyourspanishpodcast.com. Thanks for listening. Adios.